Okay, went full paths today. Again, another good challenging practice for us. Cut down a little bit on the plays compared to yesterday, but still the intensity was there. You saw we introduced a little bit of Pittsburgh. Again, this is going to be a lot of rules ball game for us where we just follow our rules and go out there. We're looking for a lot of energy and guys playing hard and fast. So, but we did want to take a look at some things they do just so, you know, our guys have some semblance of what they're about. But most of the time we're going to spend going good versus good with us, which we did in 7-on-7 and some teamwork.
How much did Audric's injury have to do with, have to do with Beard signing?
Well, I think we always, I think at the beginning of camp, we looked at that and thought that we might need a body there. We're going to try to avoid it if possible. And then with just the situation we're in, you know, it became inevitable.
Have you decided playing time yet as far as how
no,
you want to
we'll
break
that? We'll do that, today's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do that tomorrow night.
84, Washington making a lot of plays for you, it seems like. Just, what are you seeing out of him?
It's good. Yeah, he has been. He worked himself up the depth chart in OTAs and minicamp, and then now with some injuries or some guys out, it's great to see him taking care of his opportunities. And, you know, he's got some speed, and that's what he's showing out there. And the consistency, I think a week ago or so, there was some, you know, he dropped one here and there, but you're seeing more consistent play, and that's what we challenged him on.
Does he offer the special teams prowess that you look for in the field?
Yeah, he has some special teams value, whether it's four core or not, we'll see in preseason.
With Aurelius and his size, does that add a different element to the wide receiver core?
Yeah, just his size and his strength. You know, some of the things that we ask, you know, with our offense, we'll probably see a lot of eight-man fronts, which means there's going to be a down safety, which means that the receivers are going to have to be heavily involved in blocking, you know, for the run cracking and things like that. So to have that body type would be advantageous for us if it should work out.
Gus, considering you guys are missing some defenders, some pretty key defenders, are you happy, encouraged by how your first team defense is kind of coming together?
Yeah, you know what? And we're seeing some younger guys like Craig Lawson. Yeah, he's standing out. He's a guy that got more reps today. I think he got some reps with the ones we just, you know, just to see how he would handle it. So, again, with some of these injuries that we've had, it allows guys to compete and, you know, showcase. And, you know, in the D-line, that mentality. I think for the game, when you asked about playing time, you'll probably see us be more cautious with our guys right now if, you know, their health is number one. And, you know, some of these D linemen are getting a lot of opportunities because of some of the, you know, approach that we're taking with Roy and Jared Audrick.
You mentioned you were pleased with the intensity today. Do you feel like the team's done a good job of avoiding
I haven't had really any talks with them about that. You know, maybe just reminders to keep them focused and what we're trying to do here. But, you know, even in our walkthroughs that night, we've been very pleased as a staff. Those mental errors that take place during the day, which have been few, have even been less, even with new install at night. So it shows me they're really locked in.
Has the camp as a backup?
He's been really good. I know Blake really leans on him. And, you know, he just has a different way of looking at things. And he's a great competitor. I think he's done very well in camp in his role. And, you know, there's a lot of trust factor between those two.
First preseason game, do you usually play four quarterbacks or just three? What's been your?
Well, we'd like to get them all in. Uh-huh. We'd like to get them all in. You know, it all starts off by how many reps we get the first group.
Nick Marshall maybe more consistent than you would have expected.
Yeah, you know what? He's still learning, though. You know, you saw him in a one-on-one. You know, so what I love about him is that he does challenge himself, and things may happen. He bounces back quick, and he'll come back and try something again the next time. So, you know, that part. But, you know, he'll just have to continue to work on consistency.
What's tool,
man? Solid. You know, it's tough because of the number of reps he gets. You know, when you've got four quarterbacks in camp, you know, the number of reps. I think he had five in the scrimmage, which is tough. You know, so those guys, when they get their opportunity, they got to take advantage of it, and that's preseason.
Hey, Gus, Pittsburgh runs a 3-4, I guess, so a good test for the centers against the
Yeah, that's why a little bit we haven't seen much of that on the defensive side of the ball. And so that's why today we introduced it, just so our guys would be accustomed to it. Now, they've been, you know, working on it all during OTAs and mini camp and training camp with just the garbage cans, the different looks that we talked about. But to line up and go against it, that's why this week will be really good for us.
Is it nice that you have tape on them?
Yeah. Yeah, you can always look at that. Although a lot of our meeting time isn't spent looking at Pittsburgh. We encourage the players to look on their own, you know, to watch a lot of the tape on their own so they're prepared that way. But right now we'll spend a lot of our time on our own 9-on-7, our own 7-on-7. And, you know, there's still just a little bit of install left going in. So it really is, you know, still about us and what we need to do. But it is, you know, I'm sure the players will look at it.
What's your growth mindset going?
It's good. It's something that we talk about with our team. And, I think it just encourages everybody to, you know, not be concerned with anything other than improving. And that's kind of been our mindset the whole time. And I'm pleased with how the players are sticking to it.